The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
I'm two shows away from 1,000. Now, there are other podcasts, very few and far between, who have greatly exceeded 1,000. But I would ask you, especially in particular, to just delve into the quality of those podcasts and understand the term that quantity doesn't necessarily equate to quality. And I'll just leave it there. I'm not going to mention any names about Podcast Big Fatty because I wouldn't do that. Because he's got something like 9,408, I think, under his ample. No, his belt isn't ample anymore, and his ass is flat. So don't ask, don't tell.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Quantity doesn't necessarily equate quality.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2258 of the BFOV, right? The 23rd of September 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it may not sound like it now, but later on it's gonna be a drunken horror, yes! Hello, overservice B. Fatty, hi everyone, I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're overservice because Big Fatty and Granny and Durwood are over at the Horror Hotel. Big Fatty, you sound awfully sober. Well, I've pre-recorded this little part because, y'all, I needed to get a little business out of the way, and I didn't want to be too drunk to do it. But, y'all, you just stay tuned. Stay tuned. The overserving is about to begin. See, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today, and if you have been to the Goodays, y'all, you have met, Denny, and Big Fatty. I thought his name was Warren. Well, it is, but Big Fatty, are you sure this isn't actually Denny's? I've got Denny written down, so I'm thinking it's Warren's celebration of Exit Burns Canal. But y'all, this happened at one of the gay days that I thought Warren, who's dear friends with Stevie B, I called him Denny, and y'all, that it's just kind of stuck. And y'all, that's what happens when you're old. You call people different names. Yes, Big Fatty. Denny or Warren, whichever one of you is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal, I'm wishing it to you. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, you don't hear from this person very often. In fact, his claim to fame is associated with someone who is near and dear to the BFO. Y'all, it is Miss Beaver's second cousin twice removed, B. Fatty Him. It's true. It is none other than that Michael in Stuttgart. Big Fatty, is he visiting Miss Beaver for his, I don't know what he's doing for his celebration of it. Big Fatty, he's probably just sitting at home, pooping himself, very much like Granny. Yes, Big Fatty, probably. Well, I hope he's drunk too. Well, I hope both of them are. But, y'all, if you see Denny or Warren or that Michael in Stuttgart or Big Fanny, even Miss Beaver, she'll pass the message along. It's true, she will. She's a good second cousin twice removed. She's very helpful. Y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fanny, I hope they all get a big old cocktail and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Y'all, now I'm going to switch the old micro hoist over to the Horror Hotel, so hold on.
Lord, y'all. Y'all, I am so fucked up right now.
Lord, y'all, we are here at the Horror Hotel, and I am currently in the room all by myself, but y'all, there's supposed to be some people joining me, Fatty, here in the room here at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, I don't know where they are. But y'all, a warning, to Miss Bacon, and Miss Beaver. Big Fatty, you don't need to warn Miss Beaver. She's seen it all, done it all. It's true. It may be quite a Sunday afternoon show than it is a Friday night, Thursday night. Big Fatty, you don't know what you're talking about. It's because I'm just overserved. Big Fatty, you're overserved. Y'all, I had two cocktails, you know, and... you know, it's buy one, get one free, so I had four cocktails, and y'all, they're basically doubles or triples. So, y'all, I may have had between eight and, I don't know. Quite a few cocktails. Be ready. Y'all, I'm going to walk out and see where the fuck everybody else is. Yes, be ready. And now we have a room full of people. We have Eddie. We have Bob. We have Brian. We have Chris. We have Granny. We have Bill. And we have Durwood, who has his mouth full at the moment. Durwood, how you doing down there? Bill is sitting on the special chair right now, y'all. And Durwood is how is it, Durwood?
Good.
Y'all, hi Bill, how are you?
I'm good. We're getting started.
Can you spread those a little bit more? You know, it always helps when they're always helps when the special chair is used properly.
Wrap that fucking mouth around my.
Well, anyway, y'all, this is basically a Sunday afternoon podcast, but it's happening on Friday. Y'all, we're all fucked up. Chris has been drinking liquor tonight. Chris, how you feeling tonight?
I'm wonderful.
Okay.
Yes, fucking wonderful.
Okay, yeah. And,
Can y'all keep it down? We're busy.
No, don't fucking keep it. Granny, get over there.
Tell me.
Bob? Can you chew up?
Can you take that kilt off?
There you go. Now, Cal... can you get in the sling over there, please?
Wait a minute. Why not?
You don't want to get in the sling, or do you want to chew on Bill's nipples?
Yeah. Or
you can do that, Bill.
What?
He needs to chew on your nipples. All right, the hands are up. Hello, Granny, get over there on the other one.
Hi.
All right. Well, there you go.
Oh, you
Oh, Eddie, get over there on the other one. Hello. Oh, Lord. Y'all,
I wish this was a video podcast for you because,
Jesus Christ. Bill, how is it?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah.
That's the partner to fuck, yeah.
Okay. Brian, what do you think about what's going on right now?
It's an
educational.
It's like a film strip. You're just waiting for the next the peak. Oh yeah.
All right. You're just waiting for the tone, the beep, so we'll know when to advance the film strip, right?
Conjugal action.
Okay. Yeah, that may be the title of this one if I can fucking remember.
Brian, can you remember conjugal action? Okay.
You know, it's Thursday night, y'all, here at the Horror Hotel. And, Chris, you normally do not drink liquor. You usually drink beer.
Drink liquor.
Right. And how is it having an evening of liquor over at the Capri Lounge?
Well, you know, again, they have run out of mixers.
They have indeed run out of mixers. Anyway,
see, I've already lost the damn name. Conjugal.
I hate it. Conjugal action. Right. Bill.
Yeah.
How is it?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Y'all, Bill is from Chicago, and he has come to the Horror Hotel this weekend. Because y'all, he's just like, I just gotta get away from work. And Bill, this doesn't remind you of work at all, does it?
Oh, fuck no.
Bill, can you just tell us in a loud voice what's going on right now?
Yeah, chewing up my fucking shitter, man.
Okay.
Fuck.
Oh yeah. Yeah. All right.
Thank goodness it's not great.
Okay. Well, nobody wants to chew on that. But
it's like anyway, beef jerky.
And
by the way,
Eddie, right above you on your left hand, on your right hand side, is a bottle of poppers there. If you need to have those, Chris, if you could provide those for anyone who wants some.
A little bit.
Just a little bit for Bill. Oh, yes. There we go. Y'all, we've put out the bottle of poppers right now. And,
educational enhancement.
Right. You know, it's always. And Eddie would like to. And I know Durwood would like some. Durwood, can you tell us what it's like down there?
Okay, he's got his mouth full.
He's got his mouth full and his nose full.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, rough.
Okay. Pass those over to Eddie, because I know Eddie likes a little.
Fucking mouth around my fucking shitter, man.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah.
Fuck, I want that scene.
All right, now, Eddie. Yeah. All right, y'all need to get back on. On to Bill's. Oh, yeah. All right. So,
I knew it was going to be a shit show.
So, it's Brian, what do you think about what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yo, we're
going to critique.
Yeah, give us a critique now, Chris.
Yeah, I think Bob could do a little better on the nipples.
Bob could probably do a little bit better on the nipples.
From my vantage point.
All right, Bob, you're not working them as well as you could.
Now there we go.
Okay, there we go now.
Eddie's head's not working quite as fast as Bob's.
Eddie is falling behind Bob now on the right nipple.
It's the great nipple race.
That may be the title, the great nipple race. Chris, could you put that in your phone for me, please? Okay, Granny, what do you think about all this?
Fucking hot.
Oh, fucking hot. Yeah, fucking hot.
Shut up.
Y'all, we would have started earlier, but we had to find the proper cock ring for Bill. Bill, how's that cock ring working?
Yeah.
By the way, Bill,
Bill is from Chicago, and he has a lovely, lovely back tattoo that he's just finished in the past 3 months.
Would you call that a
batoo? A batoo. Bill, how is that special chair that I have? How's that special chair?
Great.
It's just perfect, isn't it?
Yes.
It just puts everything right in the right position, doesn't it?
Fuck.
Okay, and y'all, the poppers have come back out again.
Something on my fucking shithole.
Oh, well, there you have it, y'all. This has definitely earned its explicit tag for this. Y'all, it's just Thursday night. Y'all,
Aunt B wouldn't like those words.
Say that again, Chris.
Aunt B wouldn't like those words.
Aunt B would not like those words, although I bet Aunt B is a kinky motherfucker also. So, Brian.
Yes.
What's going on?
Where's Squeaky Kitty?
Squeaky Kitty's over here in the...
She went to the bathroom.
No, Squeaky is right here.
She must have got scared.
No, it's right here. You know, Squeaky Kitty enjoys a good, this is really a Sunday afternoon podcast. And, we've got fingers. Oh, wait a minute. Bob has gone back to the poppers again. Yeah. Bob, those are pretty good poppers, aren't they? Yeah. Yep. By the way, stick those under Eddie's nose, all right? Pass those over. Put those under Bill's nose. There you go, Bill. Bill, how are those poppers?
Good.
All right. Oh, yeah. There you go. Eddie, enjoy. Okay, y'all, aren't gay men just fucking fabulous? I mean, aren't they just fucking fabulous? I mean, Big Fatty is sitting over here on the sideline. Y'all, it's like,
well,
let's go.
And
now let's go to 18. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Lord, y'all, there's some tongue action going on. Chris, can you tell us what tongue action is going on here?
We have some mouth-to-mouth going on right now, and some mouth-to-cock going on.
And
mouth-to-ass going on.
Yeah, three orifices are being... Well, there's not three orifices. There are two orifices and a bobo being honked right at the moment.
All right.
And... Bill, how often do you experience this in Chicago?
Rarely,
he says. You got to come to the Horror Hotel to experience a good time like this. And Durwood, how are things?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Durwood has his mouth full. And by the way, y'all, Durwood's going to be buying me breakfast tomorrow morning. I don't know if you know this or not. Anyway, Granny, what do you think about watching all this? Granny is filming all this, y'all. Only Granny would film all of this, you know. Anyway, we got some passersby at the window now. That are watching everything going on. Y'all, if I were walking by the window, I would be watching this as well. Eddie, you need to get more involved in all this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie, you know, okay, Gussie, y'all, despite everything that's going on here at the Horror Hotel here on a Thursday night, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, we've changed out, and Bob is sat down on the special chair now, but y'all, it's the old gal's 1,000th episode, I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted now. Old gal, can you tell us a little something?
Quantity doesn't necessarily equate to quality.
Oh, well, this one is definitely quality. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.